This is Sarah Reich with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from Gwen and Jen Riddell, a pair of sisters who grew up on Greenfield Ranch as children of the Back to the Land experiment. Gwen is a nurse practitioner midwife who works at Planned Parenthood, and Jen is a local biologist. It was a huge treat for me to hear their stories and their insights about what happened in their childhood, which are not always identical.
I'm Gwen Riddell.
I'm Jen Riddell.
When I was 5 and Jen was 3, summer of 1976, our dad bought a piece of land that had no house on it. And we lived in the tent for the summer. And he built the house in 76 days. Is that what he says?
I don't know. We kind of had a pack of kids that roamed all over our ridge.
Yes, walking I don't know how many miles to the ranch school, but it was like a good hour to get to school.
Mostly because we stopped and explored along the way a lot.
Yes.
I remember learning, so these neighbors really wanted to learn how to do everything themselves, so we would make butter at their house by like putting cream in a jar, and we'd all have to shake it ad nauseum until we were like really tired of making butter. We learned how to chop chickens' heads off and rabbits, and so we got to watch chickens run around without heads. So that as a literal thing, we watched it happen. There was always the rumor about the chicken that ran off into the woods and we never found it without its head. I think that a lot of this stuff is like maybe things that people have done for a long time and we just don't encounter as much anymore in our suburban and urban lifestyles. It's not unusual for kids to have played off by themselves most of the day and then come home for meals at anybody's house. Like, we would just kind of go to whoever's house seemed most likely to have food that tasted good.
Like an ice cream.
We did not have ice cream trucks.
Yes. We did not have ice cream trucks.
No, we didn't even have refrigeration at first.
Yeah.
For a while.
If we got ice cream in town, it had to be all eaten that night. Gwen left first. Oh, no, I went to 8th grade in San Francisco. And then, Gwen, you left for your senior year in high school.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of there faster. I was, like, ready to leave the ranch, you know.
Yeah, it's not a really great place to be a teenager.
You wanted all of your days to be off the ranch. And
there was also some creepiness to it, too. Yeah. Like, part of the whole free love culture was really creepy for young teenage girls. There was a lot of very questionable, and not even questionable, but outright just wrong behavior, I would say, towards young women.
Yeah. There are some things that were creepy and weird and, like, inappropriate, like, you know, Leonard Lake, a mass murderer living up there. But then there's something really important that I have taken away in my life from it is community. I just think that that's, like, that's the normal way of living, is that you connect with people around you. I mean, our dad is definitely a connector and kind of taught us that way of being in community, is, you know, finding out people's stories. And it's kind of heavy, you know, because, like, as people are getting sick and people are dying, it's like this large community that we're part of, is, it pulls at our heartstrings. It continues to do that, you know. We care about all these people, you know, connected.
Dad and I were talking about this the other day, how a lot of that Back to the Land movement was a way of kind of retreating, kind of like the modern preppers. You know, things were chaotic politically, and, you know, stepping away from that maybe felt good or safe. You know, you just raise your kids and do your thing. But it did sort of step away from the responsibilities of making a better world for ourselves. And it's probably the most impactful thing we could do is put all those roads in place and build more roads and take water from those upland streams. So we used to have steelhead moving up into those creeks, and we don't anymore because of all the water that people have taken out through the years, and especially all those pot gardens in the upper watersheds. So it's been incredibly damaging to this county, that Back to the Land movement, in terms of ecological integrity.
But, you know, we were super spoiled on some level because we had an orchard of like 25 trees. And my dad also planted a beautiful raspberry bush that was super abundant. So I feel like in some ways we were very spoiled with all of the fresh food and fruit, especially, that we got off the land, even though it was a lot of our labor taking care of these things and harvesting these things.
So do you think that the Back to the Land movement has affected the culture of Mendocino County?
I think that the kids from that generation, like a lot of them were curious and motivated people. There's people that are doing really fascinating things out in the world. So I think that overall, like the experience of growing up there was invigorating and positive for a lot of us.
Yeah. Strengthening. It gave us a lot of independent thoughts, ideas, you know, not having television.
Right. Like literally we could do what we wanted to pursue without limits.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We just heard from Gwen and Jen Riddell, a pair of sisters who grew up on Greenfield Ranch as children of the Back to the Land experiment.
Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, Story Center, and the Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.